right, Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, last Friday in the month of February, 26th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour. Now, before we get on to the Family Feud, which is what we are going to do this hour, I want to thank everybody who called in during the first 2 hours. A lot of conversation about a lot of things going on here in Marion, and our friend Mr. Hunt just came by and brought me the book on the history of the Isley Shop. Now, I don't know how many people have this book. It was written by a guy named Brian Butko. Brian Butko. And it's Klondike's Chipped Ham and Skyscraper Cones, The Story of Isley's. It's a very interesting book here. I assume that this sold very well. I'm not sure what year. I was looking for a copyright on this, but there are a lot of interesting pictures in this book and all kinds of stuff. So I'll have to look through here and learn about the Isley Company and report back to you. Oh, here. Now, here's an ad in this book. This is kind of interesting. Ice Cream Klondike's, the biggest bargain in town. 6 for $1.49, 28 cents each. America's favorite ice cream bar. Rich vanilla ice cream with a thick, tasty coating. Chocolate. Choose plain or crispy. Now, I'm not sure what year that ad, 60s must have been, from the 1960s. So I'm going to learn about the Isley Shop, and then we will report back on this. Now, also, Mr. Hunt dropped off some stuff, some clarification of some things we were talking about this morning. Now, Dick Warwick, who owned the Campus Pizza Chef, is now down in Florida. I think we talked a little bit about that. The first L&K was on West Center on the corner of Olney. It's empty at this point, next to the old National City Bank. Isley sold out and took the name off the Isley Klondike. There were over 350 stores in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Let's see. They are still making Isley ice cream, but only in some flavors. And apparently there might be a place in Mansfield where they're doing this, but I don't know. Does anybody know of the place in Mansfield that still sells Isley ice cream? I haven't heard of this. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Also, if you have anything to say about anything I'm saying, give me a buzz. Or you didn't get in this morning. If you got the busy signal, just means we were on the line with somebody else. Buzz in. 740-383-9944. Now, apparently they are also selling some Isley ice cream in some Walmarts and some Giant Eagles. Now, I've been in some of those. I haven't seen it, so I don't know where the closest would be that would be doing that, but apparently it's happening in some places. Now, when it comes to this Red Roosters out on Route 4, where the old third base drive-thru was, it's called Broasted Chicken is what they're going to sell. B-R-O-A-S-T-E-D. Broasted Chicken. And from what our friend here, Mr. Hunt, heard, it might be only available to companies that want to buy it, not the public. So that's what we know about the Red Roosters out on Route 4, where the third base drive-thru used to be. Now, other than that, do you know anything? 740-383-9944. Now, I also got a message during the break through social media that there is a Facebook page called Think Local First. Now, this is in regard to Marion and maybe would answer a lot of the questions that we had here this morning about the downtown market and Amato's Pizza. Is it coming? Is it not? What is the story on that? The seafood business down in the Harding Hotel at this particular point. And all the other things we talked about. We talked about, of course, Red Roosters this morning. All right, so that is that. Again, 740-383-9944. And we also wanted to bring up the two announcements this morning, that Center Street Market down here in downtown Marion, as of February the 2nd, does accept the SNAP card now, the food card. So that's a plus for them, I'm sure, if you don't already know that. And Stewart's Root Beer stand will be opening next Wednesday, March the 3rd. I have not heard any change in that. Stewart's Root Beer stand will be opening next Wednesday, March the 3rd. Time is getting very close, 5 days away. So that is that. Now, again, any questions at any point during this hour, feel free to break in during our game of Family Feud, because we were having a phone call as we were going off the, or we had a phone call as we were going off the air in hour number one that I did not get to because we were going into break. But if that was you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. Speak your mind before we get rolling here. Go ahead, caller.
Larry Hunt calling again on that broasted chicken.
Yeah, broasted chicken.
The only companies can sell it. They'll sell it to everybody, the public, but only a company can make it.
So a
can buy the equipment.
Oh, okay. So a company has to buy it, but they will sell it to the public.
Yeah, but only the company.
Only the company.
We can't buy it.
Oh, okay. So they'll buy it, and then they'll sell it out of that Red Roosters.
Yeah, so they'll sell it to the public.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So there you go. That's what's going on out at the Red Roosters. So I guess it will be available to the public, but it can only be obtained through a company. And it's my understanding it's kind of, well, let's take the phone call here and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
What market were you talking about downtown? I missed it.
The Center Street Market down here, have you seen this down on Center Street?
Are you talking about that new one that they spent a couple million dollars refurbishing?
You know, I don't know how much money they spent, but yeah, where the old cigars...
Is that the one right on the corner by Matthew's attorney?
Building. Yeah, it's where the old cigar store used to be.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I just want to put my input on that, and I'm not trying to be negative, but the people go to Kroger's, Walmart, and Meijer's, and that place, I hate to say it, but they will never make it.
Now,
they got overhead, they got bills, they got electric, land taxes, help, there's no parking, and that's one of the biggest problems. Walmart and all those places came in, and all the businesses went out to begin with. There was no parking downtown, and there still is no parking. So what little businesses that make it downtown are very, very lucky, but they'll never get rich because there's no parking.
Hey,
that's all I wanted to say.
Well, hey, we had a caller call in earlier who was talking about this parking issue downtown, and they said, you know, we got the city parking lot there, and people will walk a half block. Do you think people will?
I'm sorry. No, they don't like it. You might get a few diehards that will park there, go over and buy a few items, not big grocery cart fulls like they do at Walmart and Meijer and Kroger. They'll buy a couple, three items, which is not going to pay the bills. And most people get in their cars, they want to run out and run somewhere else. They're not going to come downtown and look and fight and run all over to find a parking place.
They're
not going to do it.
Now, I have not been in this Center Street Market. Have you been in there yet?
No, and I probably never will. There's no parking.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if I want to go, I don't even know what they got in there, but if I want to go get something, I'll go to Kroger, whip in there, run in and park, and Walmart, wherever. They got everything in there I want. Everything. Clothing, food, shoes, parking. The downtown, look, I grew up in Marion. Downtown, when they built them sidewalks out in the middle of the street and took away parking, they almost killed the town. They basically did. All them places moved out. JCPenney, Sears, all of them, they moved out.
Yeah.
Kresge's,
It's
there's no parking.
It's different. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. I'm guessing that was not the PR person for this market downtown. But you know what? This is the point. This is why we're here. People have an opinion. And I think people's opinion should be heard. You know, we've learned a lot here this morning about a lot of these businesses. Is it the parking downtown? Oh, this probably is the PR person from the market downtown calling. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
You know, people don't understand why that market was put there. You know, it was put there because it's a food island right there. You know, it's a mile or two to any other store, especially for fresh food. And it was made for the people that live downtown and probably was going to walk to it anyway.
And
it's subsidized by the Marion Clinic, you know, health clinic downtown. You know, that's who built it. And they built it to give healthy food to people that live downtown. They couldn't drive them. Didn't have a car, maybe, or didn't want to drive a mile or two.
Do you think this is going to be a practical success?
You never know. You know, you don't know when you're in the middle of a pandemic and in the middle of wintertime, you know, what's going to happen.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. Well, I appreciate the insight. Thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Well, yeah, that was what I heard in the beginning. It was a healthy food alternative. That was the idea for people who live downtown. Other than that, I really don't know at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this idea of no parking downtown, it's all an idea of perception because you have to walk a little bit. The distance to walk from the city parking lot, which is the corner of Prospect and Church, to get you to like Amato's Pizza, is no farther than you'd walk from your parking spot at Walmart or Meijer to the grocery store to get inside. It's the same amount of steps. It just looks farther because you're walking down a street.
Do you think it has something to do with the one-way streets and, when you go to Walmart, yeah, you might have to park way out, but you certainly know where the parking lot is. And for these places, there aren't really designated areas, and if you are going around and oldest parking lot, let's say you're trying to park along the street, and there are no places, well, if you've went past, now you're stuck, because it's a one-way street. You can't even turn around and go back up that street.
Well, you'll find a spot. I mean, Marion, we're kind of spoiled. You get set in your ways. Like, if you go to a big city, I don't know if you've ever traveled, like Chicago or even Columbus or a place like that, not every place you go has a parking spot right at the front door. You might park in a parking garage a block away and, like, walk to a restaurant.
Well,
because we're so used to, like, being here where you can park.
Well, like, I've been to New York, and I've been to Chicago and Cleveland, and you're exactly right. You do walk a good distance. Do you think the problem is the attraction is not worth walking? Because, you know, there are people who, I'm sure if Walmart was in the middle of downtown Marion, and there was not a parking lot right out in front of it, that people would still walk to it, because they want to go to Walmart. They want to get all their shopping done in one place. But, you know, a market where not necessarily you can't get everything, I don't know. Is it the attraction? Is it the prices? I don't know what it is.
I think the market's fine. I go there a couple times a week.
Oh, you go there?
Yeah.
So
I work downtown, so I can walk right over.
Well, what have you found about it? Because I have not been in.
I buy foods there to eat at lunch. The produce, the bananas are pretty good. I keep a bundle of bananas. So, yeah, they have pretty good deals. The prices are fine.
Good. So the prices are...
And the manager, she's a nice lady.
Manager's nice, and the prices are good. Are they competitive with, like, Walmart and Meijer?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear there's a good report. Is it fairly busy?
Sorry, what was the question?
Is it busy?
Unfortunately, no.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, but that parking, like I said, it's like you walk the same distance across the Walmart parking lot or the Kroger parking lot to get inside as you would walking from the city parking lot to Center Street. It looks longer when you're walking down a street instead of walking across the parking lot.
Yeah,
Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll catch on. You know, they accept the food card now, and summer's coming, hopefully spring, and the weather will be better, and maybe people will go in there. I don't think it's been open in the spring or summer yet.
And they do have a parking lot beside the building, so they have parking spots right outside the door.
That's a plus. Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. And, you know, you get the good reports with the bad reports, and that's good. You get it balanced. 740-383-9944. All right, here comes another call. Hold your horses. Go ahead, caller.
I got a question for you, Scott.
Go ahead.
Last time you went to Delaware and ate at, say, Thurman's or the hamburger place or Old Bag of Nails, how far did you have to walk?
Well, let's
see. I know you didn't park in front of the building.
Well, I will tell you this. I did, last time I was in Delaware, I actually, which was just, probably a month ago, I'm trying to remember where I ate. It might have been a fast food place. But I do know when I was downtown, I went to a record store down there because I think that's interesting. And Delaware has this neat record store downtown. Now, I did not park in front of the record store, but, I mean, they had side of the street parking that was pretty easy to access, and I was not, I'm going to say 20 feet from the record store, and it was in downtown Delaware. Now, I did go to Hamburger Inn last summer on a very busy night. Well, it was probably October-ish. Mm-hmm. Very busy, very warm night, and I parked around the corner. But see, here's the problem. Hamburger Inn, House of Thurman, Amato's. We and Marion know of these places, so we must go there. Is there anybody in Delaware who knows any restaurant in downtown Marion?
I don't know. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of, because I know, you're a Marion person, but you know about Hamburger Inn, you know about House of Thurman, you know about Amato's. Why do we know about their stuff downtown, but they don't know about our stuff?
Well, word of mouth.
Right, so why is our word of mouth not catching?
Because our downtown has not been completely developed.
Well, so what is, you know, don't you think one of the problems is that we, you know, I think any problem is solvable in life. But the problem is, I think we refuse to accept the problem. We say, okay, you know, parking is fine, and on your feet is fine, and everything's fine, but then we have a grocery store that's not busy. Then we have restaurants that go out of business, you know, every 6 months. You know, it's not fine. And until we accept that it's not fine and figure out why that is, we're going to continue to have these problems.
Well, Amato's is moving to Marion because they know a lot of Marion people come down there.
And why do they do that?
Why do they do it? Because it's a good place to eat.
Right. So do we get a lot of traffic from Delaware, people coming to Marion, to downtown to eat?
Well, I'm sure we do.
You think?
Not,
I don't know.
Not necessarily downtown, because a lot of times it's easier to get in here than it is to, in the Delaware or Columbus area.
Well, let me ask you this, because this I think is an important question. Okay, the three we're talking about, Amato's, Hamburger Inn, and House of Thurman, and there are other restaurants in downtown Delaware. Okay, how long have they been there? They've been there long time, decades. Now, name one restaurant in downtown Marion that has been here longer than 20 years.
Well, not there aren't many anymore, but for years and years you had restaurants up and down Main Street. You had the Home Restaurant. You had
Turoff's.
Yeah, Turoff's. Yeah.
So what happened that Delaware survived that and we did not?
Well, because the people, the businesses here, they all wanted to move out to the malls.
Right.
And then they changed the one-way streets. And, you know, it's just, they would like to change the streets back.
Now, see, there's the problem.
There's been a lot of talk about that.
Now, see, you're right. It's not the parking. It's not the quality of the food. It's not the people who run the businesses. You just cited two problems right there that are still here, that are going to be here. One-way streets and what people have done. People moved to the mall, and then they moved from the mall to 95 when the bypass was built. Delaware's bypass off 23 is just closer to downtown than ours is.
Look at our mall on the south side of town. That's
exactly.
Example right there.
That's right, and it's no different than downtown. Business follows the highway. And luckily, Delaware, whoever was zoning that, their downtown is close to the highway.
Well, the mall killed itself because of the owners of the mall. They wouldn't keep up the property. In fact, the reason JCPenney moved to Columbus was the proprietor wanted Penney's to repair the roof. And he said, no, we're not going to repair the roof. It's your building.
Well, I'll just say this. I can speak from firsthand knowledge because we were in the mall for about 3 years. And, you know, the only thing I can say is there was a perception of denial among, even at that point, and we're talking 2014 to 2017, there was this perception of denial in the mall that things were okay. That even though Sears was leaving, even though Elder Beerman was leaving, even though all these stores were leaving, that everything was okay. And I don't know how you fix that. Obviously, it's not fixed. They have a Dollar Tree now, but I don't know how busy the mall is. Haven't been there in quite some time. All right. 39 minutes past the hour. Well, apparently this is an interesting subject for people. Phone lines are open if you have anything else to say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, this is not a condemnation of downtown Marion. Nobody's saying we're downtown right now. It's just there are issues that somebody's got to look at long term as to why things have happened the way they happened. Why does Delaware have Staples? Why does Upper Sandusky's downtown have Staples? You know, you go to the courthouse in Upper Sandusky, people come there to visit that all the time. You've got restaurants in downtown. There are big businesses in downtown Upper Sandusky that people go to. And Delaware the same. Hamburger Inn, Amato's, House of Thurman. But Marion's downtown just doesn't have that. And I don't know the reason. And I don't know. We got to get some kind of appeal going. Somebody can fix it, I'm sure. It's not insurmountable. No problem's insurmountable. But we just got to acknowledge it first. All right. Any more phone calls, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know anybody who would not want to come downtown and walk around on a Friday night, Saturday night, like they used to, and go in and out of the stores and go in and out of the restaurants. I think everybody'd like to do that. There's something very unique about downtown areas. So, there's that. Let's see here about Family Feud. All right. What category do we have here? Well, this is an interesting category. Let me see here. You know what? I'm going to skip over that. Let's do this one a little easier since we've only got 19 minutes. Name something people hide under their bed. How about that? Seven answers. Name something people hide under their bed. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that people hide under their bed. Seven answers. Here, what do we have coming down the pike? Go ahead, caller.
How about a gun?
A gun. Well, let's see here. If people hide a gun under the bed, no gun under the bed.
All right, no gun under the bed. Name something that people hide under the bed. 740-383-9944. Name something that people hide under the bed. Seven answers. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about money, Scott?
Money. Number one answer is money. You got it. Thank you.
All right, money clocks in as the number one answer today. Name something that people hide under the bed. Money, number one. Six answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Shoes.
Shoes, number two answer. You got it. Thank you.
Shoes show up as the number two answer. Name something people hide under the bed. 740-383-9944. Money number one, shoes number two. What else are people hiding under the bed? Go ahead, caller.
How about presents or gifts?
Presents or gifts. Presents number four on the list. You got it.
Presents show up at number four on the list today. Name something that people hide under the bed. All right, let's see if this is another correct answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Dirty laundry.
Dirty laundry. Was that a tough one to get out?
No.
Is there something going on there I'm not aware of?
Well, my husband wants to say adult toys.
Oh, well, you know. They're not on the list, but I'm sure if you looked under some bed, you'd find some. Well, I'll tell you, you know what? Clothing is on the list, and I'm sure that's number three. So I'll give you that at dirty laundry. Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
Well, there you go. Well, you know, it just happens. Clothing, number three. So we've got the first four. We need the last three. 740-383-9944. Things people hide under the bed. Go ahead, caller.
Another PG-rated answer, Scott. How about if you're sleeping around on your spouse and you hide a person under the bed so your spouse doesn't know that you're fooling around with somebody else?
A person? Well, no people on the list, but you might
have
to do that.
Though. I mean, because, you know, it happens in the movies, certainly.
It certainly does. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. No people under the bed. Oh, man, it's Friday. Name something people hide under the bed. We've got money, shoes, clothing, presents. Three answers left here. What are people hiding under the bed? Go ahead, caller.
How about toys or old food?
Old food?
Or toys?
No toys or old food.
We're going to break. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Don't you dare go away. Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, 46 minutes past the hour. Things people hide under the bed. There you go. I'll get it out. Go ahead, caller.
How about their smartphone or maybe some other technology item like a laptop or an iPad? That's a dumb answer.
Nothing with technology on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. No technological items on the list today. Name something people hide under their bed. We've got money, shoes, clothing, and presents. What are the other three? Go ahead, caller.
How about jewelry?
Jewelry. No jewelry on the list.
Jewelry does not make the list. Things people hide under the bed. 740-383-9944. This is what we're looking for here today. WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
hunt, this is a little different. Our dog hides under the bed.
The dog hide. Well, you know, dogs do go under the bed. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right. Thank you.
No dogs hiding under the bed. Name something you would hide under the bed. Something you would hide under the bed. What would this be? Let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a purse?
A purse. No purses under the bed. Thank you.
Purse does not make the list. Name something you hide under the bed. Something you hide under the old bed. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Books.
Books. No books on the list.
Books do not show up on the list. Things people hide under the bed. Three answers left here. Go ahead, caller.
A suitcase or a luggage.
Suitcase is number six on the list. You got it.
Six on the list is the old suitcase. So we've got money, shoes, clothing, presents, and suitcase. We've got two answers left in about 12 minutes. Name something people hide under the bed. Something people hide under the bed. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about certain types of magazines?
No magazines under the bed.
But there's a certain person who said the same thing. No magazines under the bed. All right, money, shoes, clothing, presents, suitcases, two answers left. What do you hide under the bed? 740-383-9944. What is something you would hide under the bed? Two big answers left. Are we going to get them in the next 11 minutes before the top of the hour? 740-383-9944. Things people hide under the bed. Go ahead, caller.
Storage boxes.
Storage box. Now, not a storage box, but kind of close.
All right.
All right. Not a storage box, but that's a little in the right neighborhood of one of our remaining two answers. Name something people hide under the bed. Something people hide under the bed. Go ahead, caller.
Photographs?
Photographs. No photographs on the list.
Photographs do not make the list. Something people would hide under the bed. Something people would hide under the bed is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
A safe.
Kinda.
Strongbox, safe.
Yeah, no, we'll go. Lockbox. Yeah, lockbox is number five. You got it.
Lockbox comes in at number five. I guess that's safe and all the other things. So there's one answer left. We've got money, shoes, clothing, presents, lockbox, and suitcases. What don't we have? One remaining answer. Name something people hide under the bed. Go ahead, caller.
Love letters.
Love letters. No love letters on the list.
Alrighty.
Love letters do not show up on the list, but you better hide those if you have them. 740-383-9944. Something people hide under their bed. One answer left.
Their boyfriend.
Well, you know, that's a good place for them sometimes. Go ahead, caller.
What about their self? Like, if a burglar comes.
Their self. Well, that's interesting. That's not the answer, but good guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Self, no. But, you know, it's a good place to hide, I guess, if the burglar is coming in. Beats the closet in some cases. Name something people hide under the bed. One answer left. 9 minutes to go here on the big program. Name something people hide under the bed. Go ahead, caller.
How about videos?
No videos.
No videos under the bed. And we'll encompass DVDs and all things like that as well. No videos, no DVDs under the bed. What is under the bed that we're not getting? Go ahead, caller.
How about extra bedding?
Extra bedding, that's a good guess. Not under this bed, but a good guess.
Extra bedding, not the answer. Name something that people hide under the bed. One answer remaining here. What are we going to get? Go ahead, caller.
This one might be, Scott. How about your medication?
Medication. No medication under the bed.
Okay, well, a good try, though.
Yes, no medication under the bed. Name something that people hide under the bed. One answer remains with 8 minutes left to go in the old program today. Go ahead, caller.
How about a weapon?
A weapon. No weapons under the bed.
Okay.
No kind of weapon under the bed. Now remember, we've got money, shoes, clothing, presents, lockbox, and suitcases. What is the final answer? What's the final thing that we hide under the bed? Go ahead, caller.
Some people sweep trash under their bed.
They do put the trash under the bed. A lot of teenagers like to put the trash under the bed.
Yep.
Not on the list, but a good guess. No trash under the bed. That's how you get some of those interesting insects and rodents. Something you would hide under the bed. 7 minutes left to go. Does anybody know what the answer is? Something you hide under the bed. We've got the first six, but we don't have number seven. Money, shoes, clothing, presents, lockbox, suitcases. Those are the answers we have, but there's one item left. What do we hide under the bed? Something you would hide under the bed. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I think I got it, Scott, unless this is a duplicate food or food or drink. You know, a six-pack or maybe a pizza or something. Did somebody say that already?
Nobody said that, but it not on the list, but a good guess.
Don't you think hiding a six-pack, you know, a bottle of liquor or a pizza, that to me seems pretty obvious.
Well, I think some people might go for that. Sure, I don't know that it would be unavailable.
Well, I gave one of those good answers that's not on there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye bye. Yes. Let's see here. How should I say this? The item that we're looking for is very specific, so it's not food and it's not drink, but it would be specific, if that makes any sense. But the broad brush of food or drink, I don't think would cover it. 740-383-9944. Name something you would hide under the bed. 54 and a half minutes past the hour here. And we have got money, shoes, clothing, presents, lockbox, and suitcases. What is our final answer today? 740-383-9944. Name something you hide under the bed. Maybe this... a lot of people think that. Well, go ahead, caller.
Knife.
A knife. Not a knife. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not a gun. I think gun was our first guess this morning. No knife, no gun, no weapons under the bed. What is that final item under 5 minutes now that people hide under the bed? Let's see here. What do we got coming down the pike? All right. Go ahead, caller.
If you were a kid, you hide yourself under the bed sometimes.
You know, self is a good guess. Not on the list, though.
Thanks.
Thank you. No self. Christmas presents was, I think, on the number four. Self is not on the list. We're down to about 4 minutes now. What are we not getting here? Let's see. We've got money, shoes, clothing, presents, lockbox, and suitcases. What is the final answer? Something we hide under the bed. 56 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. What is the thing that we hide under our bed that we do not have yet? We've had a lot of good... You know, food is... It's in that... I'll say it's in that nick of the woods. It's... No. Oh, there are food is a big thing under people's snacks. People like to hide their snacks under the bed. But what is our final answer here? Are we going to get it with 3.5 minutes left to go here on the program this morning? I've had a lot of good conversation. Maybe this is the correct answer right around the corner. Go ahead, caller.
Candy,
you got it. Candy
awesome.
Is number seven. Thank you.
That is it. Those are the answers we have this morning. Name something people hide under the bed. 29 people said money. 23 people said shoes. 9 people said clothing. 9 people said presents. 5 people said a lockbox. 4 people said suitcases. And 4 people said candy. Those are the answers. Something you hide underneath the bed. All right, 57 minutes past the hour. Remember, we have the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up next, 11:15 until 12 p.m. And then Exchange Club today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. We don't know who will be here for that program, but I guess we will find out at 12:15 today who might show up for that, and we'll have fun either way. Do want to remind people again that the Center Street Market here downtown is accepting the food card now. That started February 2nd, so they do accept your SNAP benefits now at the Center Street Market here in downtown Marion. Also, do want to remind people that Stewart's Root Beer does open up next week. March the 3rd will be their first day, as I have understood it. So March the 3rd, next Wednesday, and it looks like the weather might be pretty nice, and most of the snow looks like it might be gone, except for maybe the big snow piles that are piled up in some of these parking lots out here. Now, we had a great conversation for 3 hours this morning about downtown Marion and Amato's and Red Roosters out on Route 4 and the Center Street Market downtown and the seafood business that's now in the Harding Hotel. So if anybody has anything else they'd like to say about downtown Marion, we also talked about the parking issues and the one-way streets and all the things that go into the makeup of this. If you have anything left to say on that subject, we've got a couple minutes left here before the top of the hour. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It was a fascinating conversation. And again, I do want to thank Larry Hunt for bringing in this book on the Isleys business, Klondike's Chipped Ham and Skyscraper Cones, The Story of Isleys, written by Brian Butko. I'm not sure what year this was written, but it doesn't look all that old of a book. All kinds of interesting pictures and things in here. The story of a big, big business. All right, let's take the phone call here, our last phone call this hour. Go ahead, caller.
Oh,
that's right. We never did get to the potato head story. Well, we were so busy this morning, we never got to it. Maybe during the noon hour, we'll get to that. Stay tuned. All right. Oh, yes, the Mr. Potato Head story. We'll get to that hopefully during the noon hour today, so stay tuned from 12:15 to 1. And also, don't miss the program tonight with Angie Evers from 8:15 until 10. So we appreciate the listenership there, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker comes up in about 15 minutes after your local news, your local weather, and a whole lot of other good stuff. So don't leave the radio.
The story, obviously, of what happened there, but when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year, and, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on December publicly said you didn't think about it, and it all came down that way, do you wish you had said, yes, I know about it on December 9th, or had reported it earlier?